What do you want to do in the season that you're in right now? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. What do you want to be? I'm assuming that most of the people listening to this message is past 21, just barely, or for some, you've passed 21 several times. But the question on the table is, what do you really want to do? Now, I'm not talking about your bucket list or your lifetime things to do list. And I fully understand that you haven't entertained the question in quite a while, didn't feel the need to, you've long since left the halls of academia, passed the stage in life when you've answered the butcher, baker, candlestick maker question, but what do you really want to do at this moment in your life? Maturation is a process that is not determined by chronological mechanisms alone. Other factors come into play. There are some 20-somethings that show more maturity than some 30 or 40-somethings, and there are some 50-somethings that are still at the starting gate. The question I ask you today, what do you really want to do when you grow up? Oh, what do you really want to do in the season that you're in right now? Can be rephrased like this. What calls to your spirit? What still speaks to your heart? What pulls upon your mind? What is that dream you see from a distance that says, psst, come here, come on, do this now? What is that vision you wrote eons ago that slips into your conscious mind at unsuspecting moments? The vision written, made plain, and now you're in that tarry or waiting stage. What won't let you go? And in spite of all of your responsibilities, continues to issue an invitation to turn aside like Moses in the burning bush. Come up that mountain to see what God has on God's mind. Most of the significant times in this prophet's life can be told of the times when he was paying attention to see God in the ordinary and took time to turn aside. When was the last time you took time to turn aside? I love to ask the youngest among us this question. I mean, what do you really want to do? And invariably, the response is a career. Well, I want to be a teacher or a truck driver, a mechanic or a musician, a dancer or a doctor, a lawyer or a librarian. And some are very visionary in their responses by saying what they really want to be is rich and famous. And when I ask doing what, they respond doing what rich and famous people do. Let me share a story about a researcher who compared the responses of children and college students on this topic. When the researcher asked the children what they wanted to be, one said they wanted to be a car mechanic or a garbage man. Because, said the 9-year-old, I can be dirty all the time. You get a sense that he was having a problem with washing up. Another child in the same class said they wanted to be in charge. Of what? They just wanted to be in charge. Sounds like they had issues of understanding the balance of power between parent and child. The researcher asked a group of college students the same question. The response wasn't about being rich or famous or finding a job or getting paid doing what you like to do, and they didn't name a profession or career. This group said they wanted to make a difference in their lifetime. Of all the things you want to do at this season in your life, as you journey through this thing, I hope you have made a decision to make a difference in your lifetime. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. If not, make up your mind today, because one person can make all the difference in the world.